15.3 with Ms. Debbie Black and Richard Pope. At this point, we do have a motion on the floor, whereas Community Service Protection, you know, if I can get the motion up, we'll put a mover and a seconder on the time. So move by Councillor Darling, seconded by Councillor Burkett. It's on the floor. If I'd like to invite Debbie Black and Richard Pope up, they are speaking today, or are they not speaking today? They are speaking. So if I can invite you up to the mic, please, and thank you. We'll start with Debbie Black. I believe there's two separate speakers this. By all means, Ms. Black, welcome back. As you know, the rule's 10 minutes. When we get there, I'll just hold up the 2 minutes. And yes, I will have someone jump out there to raise the desk for you before that time starts. Thank you so much. Welcome back, Ms. Black. The microphone's yours.
Thank you. Hello to the mayor and deputy mayor and councillors and staff. Here's what I plan to cover in a meandering way, like the proposed path along the West Headland. I will be speaking in support of the Waterfront Nature Park Task Force Option B. I'll be talking about the timeline of the council process, including a revisit to the Waterfront Nature Park, a look at the last several maps to discuss problematic boundary changes, and our support for Waterfront Nature Park Task Force Option B rather than Option A. Last February, when I spoke to council, I left you with a request, which was embedded in a motion made that evening, quote, that council refer the delegation from Deborah Black regarding the Waterfront Nature Park and move to strengthen park protection and stewardship and to find a way to involve citizen input and to inform the public on current and future Waterfront Nature Park protocol to staff for a report back. The motion carried. The Community Services Comprehensive Staff Report answers to what was requested and the motion that carried by offering two options, Option A and Option B. Option A was passed as part of the consent. I am not just speaking for myself. There are others here. You can raise your hand if you want. Of course, vote from option A to option B and reaffirm the decision it made on February 26th. There was an alternative presented at that meeting that was an amendment to absorb the nature park into the master plan process that was not adopted by council. It appears that tonight you are debating this very same question. We don't understand why council is being asked to change its mind on a clear decision you made February 26, 2025. Option B has a smaller scope than option A, which encompasses the whole waterfront and would be part of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan, which will be in the works for the next year and a half or more. We feel the focus on the Waterfront Nature Park will get subsumed and lost in the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. We believe the Waterfront Nature Park needs to have citizen town stewardship and engagement now for the summer and fall because it's urgent. And also because of the season. The nature park continues to be degraded through people not knowing of its fragility and inadvertently mistreating it. The task force would not only address how to prevent negative impacts, but also how to enhance the park's attributes and increase its potential. We can't wait 18 months for guidance to the town and its residents on this important asset.
Don't mean to pause. You're saying, we're getting this feedback. I'm just wondering, clerks, where is it coming from? Someone online? Okay, it's not there anymore. By all means, Ms. Black, I apologize.
It's okay. The Waterfront Nature Park comprising the West Beach and the West Headland is very different in nature from the rest of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan lands and would benefit by being treated separately. The 2018 Waterfront User Needs Assessment and Detailed Design Report described this area as contrasting sharply with the, quote, more developed and active Victoria Beach, the harbor, and marina. And it is characterized by a natural, unmanicured aesthetic with rocky shoreline, native trees, plant species, and informal pathways. For those looking for a more rugged, natural waterfront experience, it is the place to enjoy bird watching and views of the harbor and Lake Ontario. It also has different levels to it. one for human enjoyment, walking, relaxation, quiet regeneration in nature, and reflection. Another that encompasses a complex of natural systems at work along the dynamic edge between water and land, a dynamic beach shifting seasonally with the movement and cycles of nature always changing between erosion and accretion, the accumulation of sand. The whole area, headland and west beach, is a sensitive habitat, fragile and easily damaged. The 1993 Brownell Report writes, quote, Coburg Beach is the best representation of a Lake Ontario natural beach and a primary dune between Toronto and Presque Isle. This active, long-standing natural ecosystem in the heart of Coburg's downtown is a true gem that needs to be actively protected and cared for now by the guidance of the Waterfront Nature Park Task Force. Let me review what's involved there. It is home to many species of birds. Sandpiper on West Headland Beach, Dunlins on the West Headland Beach, Caspian terns with fish dinner, another Caspian tern with fish, geese, ducks, and swans in the harbor. Can we go back to Mama Northern? Yeah, a Mama Northern flicker and her young. This spring, this tree was cut down presumably to make way for the widening of the boardwalk. I imagine it was out of unknowing that it was a habitat and that it was in the way or too close to the edge of the new boardwalk. This is where involved, knowledgeable Waterfront Nature Park Option B task force members could help town staff and workers by identifying habitats that need to be protected. Geese and goslings on the headland as well, this ecosystem is home to mammals such as fox, mink, and beaver, toads and amphibians such as toads, frogs, and salamanders, and insects such as this soldier beetle on Queen Anne's Lace. The west beach of the nature park is a way stop for migrating monarch butterflies seen here in the air to the left of the tree, those feasting on the purple spotted Joe Pye weed below. Monarchs feeding on yellow cup plant flowers. Amazing. Monarchs resting on the walnut tree near the boardwalk and playing field before flying 32 miles over Lake Ontario. They spend the night in that tree. And sand willows on the West Headland Beach in the harbor. We missed one, but that's okay. That's my fault. Now we're going to maps because it appears that boundaries are changing and protection is being reduced as a result. This illustrates why a task force is needed now. While researching the Waterfront Nature Park, I noticed that there were maps with different boundaries. To give you an idea, the map that came up when I Googled Waterfront Nature Park for the February delegation is this one. From the May 2022 Engage Coburg Waterfront Park naming survey site. I used it because it made sense for my understanding of what the area is, and it seemed complete. Another similar one exists of the West Headland from a 2019 presentation. The map that really grabbed our attention is the one from page 5. On the staff report of the Community Services Protection and Economic Development Standing Committee. The northeastern corner of the previous two headland maps is removed from this version of the nature park. So that upper north, sort of northeast quadrant line doesn't include it. I don't know if this was done in order to get men and machines in to dredge the harbor every year, inadvertently destroying natural habitat by dumping sand on it. Really, our question is, where did this map come from, and why is it not discussed in the staff report? Moving boundaries without explanation on maps does not engender confidence among the public. There needs to be a way which addresses needs for operations like dredging and regular maintenance capital projects like the boardwalk now and then that can be understood by all townspeople. Coming back to tonight's question, we're urging you again to vote in support of Option B as you did on February 26th, which will help put in place a much needed task force for the gem that is the Waterfront Nature Park. Thank you for your attention. And thank you to Christina Lepic for helping me with this, with the pictures. And to the photographers, Di Evans, Nancy Simpson, Marie Lynn Hammond, Michelle Peterson, and Richard Pope.
Thank you so much for your presentation. Are there any questions right now? Spock?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's a good ending. Yeah. Good ears. Good ears. Oh, well, that helps. Okay. Thank you. Is that it?
If there's no questions from Ms. Black, yes, thank you so much for your presentation. I'd like to invite Mr. Pope up directly after you to do his delegation or speak. It's a speaking, right? This isn't delegation, it's a speaking, to speak to this on the agenda. Again, Mr. Pope, you know the deal. You've been here a few times before. When we get to that 2-minute mark, I'll hold up my hands. And the microphone's yours, sir.
It's not going to happen, Mayor Cleveland. So, Your Worship, Mayor Cleveland, the councilors, one and all, CAO Vaughn, directors, speaking of which, I have a note to myself that under no circumstances to divulge my insane envy for Director Gertz's moose and bear jacket he's wearing. I'm going to be brief. I've learned brevity in my dotage. In fact, I'm going to be 4 minutes, 4.15 seconds. If the word of my wife's anything to go by, and I assure you that it is. So I expect to be brief, and if I go beyond that, Mr. Larmer's not here to apply his hook, but his stand-in is quite authorized to do so if I go too long. The report, staff report written by Director Gertz on the Waterfront Nature Park is a really good and comprehensive piece of work, and examines all the problems and sets things up for us. And it, as we know, it outlines two options. Option A, a Parks and Recreation Master Plan Task Force, and option B, a Waterfront Nature Park Task Force. Now, I understand why the Standing Committee, after consideration, opted for option A, which recommends expanding the scope of the proposed Waterfront Nature Park Task Force and setting up a broader and more inclusive Parks and Recreation Master Plan Task Force, which would include the Waterfront Nature Park in its scope. And we do need a Recreation Master Plan Task Force. And I think one can agree with practically everything suggested in that report under option A, and indeed it should be implemented. So why then am I at this moment for option B in the amended form of Councillor Mouton's new motion? Why indeed do we need a separate Waterfront Nature Park Task Force? Well, some of the points have already been made by Debbie Black. I'll make some of them again. The Waterfront Nature Park is unique in our park system, and it demands immediate and ongoing protection and stewardship. It's fragile, no question of it, particularly the West Beach, and it's been going downhill ever more rapidly since COVID. As we speak, there's not even a sign identifying the nature park, let alone mentioning any park rules. A homeless encampment has been in the park for over the last week in one of the tents for several weeks. There are paths running all through the delicate area mentioned by Brownell in her report on the quality of our beach, and those paths are increasing, not decreasing. In spite of many extensive and expensive, one might add, studies, almost nothing has been done to really improve or maintain the area for some years. Take the Waterfront User Needs Assessment and Detailed Design 2018 study, for example, a great study. Most of the recommendations of this exhaustive and excellent study for the West Headland and the West Beach, the Waterfront Nature Park, in other words, have not been carried out. And that was 7 years ago, and we're still discussing what we should do. We don't just need a stewardship plan. We need a task force or some kind of committee that can oversee the implementation of a plan. and ensure its continuing enforcement. That's what we need. The problems to be tackled have been around for a long time. They're ongoing, and they're going to continue. A few months of meetings by a committee and a plan are not enough. We've had all kinds of plans. We need a body that can act upon a plan and see that it is continually enforced. Stewardship just isn't a one-off thing. The fragility of this ecosystem demands long-term oversight and a body that can react as problems arise. The Waterfront Nature Park needs a full-time advocate. Putting a time limitation on a task force or dissolving it after some final report is just not what's needed. So that's why I support option B in its revised form. Waterfront Nature Park needs immediate action and continuing protection. And I hope council, therefore, will support option B and then return to consideration of option A. And when revisiting option A, the council might decide to make the Waterfront Nature Park Task Force a subsidiary committee of a Parks and Recreation Master Plan Task Force, an adjunct committee, whatever. The Waterfront Nature Park Task Force need not exist, and I quote Director Gertz, in relative isolation from the parallel project of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan update. The two could work in concert quite easily, or they could each have a member or two that would sit in each other's committee. All of this could be addressed by a new staff proposal and quickly and easily resolved. But right now, what we need is a Waterfront Nature Park Task Force to get to work immediately and to concentrate on this really unique area before it deteriorates any further. Thank you for your attention. I bet I came in pretty close to that 4.15. Any questions I'd be glad to answer or try to answer?
Thank you very much for your presentation, Mr. Pope.
Thank you.
We now have a motion, if I can get it put up on the screen. Thank you very kindly. It's on the screen. The recommended motion is moved and seconded. This is to confirm that we are going along with the recommended staff. Yes, the staff recommended option of option A. Councilman Tan, by all means.
Yes, I propose an amendment, which is actually the replacement, as had been requested by our presenters. Option B, which was also in the staff report. And the minor changes, I had asked for staff assistance to make sure that option B was presented in a format that aligned with our procedural policy. So that's what you see before you. So it's effectively what was in Mr. Geert's report, but it's known commonly as option B. I put that forward.
No problem. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councilor Burkett. Great. I'm going to ask the first question. Is the purpose here, Councilor Mouton, to have a task force for every park? Are we going to have a Pebble Beach task force? Are we going to have a baseball task force? We're going to look at a Centennial Pool task force. We see the director very clearly suggesting that this work needs to be done and that we shouldn't be looking at it through a lens of isolation. We've heard Director Pope say that this is exactly the kind of work Mr. Pope said this is exactly the kind of work that needs to be done. So I'm just confused as to the sort of myopic focus on one piece when we know we have an official plan coming, when we know there's a lot of big projects in the work. Why wouldn't we take the staff professional recommendation, one that is supported by the very speakers here today as needing to be done, and get to work on that instead of sidetracking into a small little territory versus this, like at this point, I just see 500 different task force coming forth for every single piece and park that one community doesn't want to necessarily see developed. So I'm just trying to understand, when does this stop?
Well, actually, if I may, I would like to correct some of the statements that you made. What I understood from the delegates tonight was they pointed out option B because of the nature of the area, because among other things, there was quite a bit of information. I will answer your question about, you asked me a short question, when will it stop? However, I think it's essential that I point out that a nature park in this area has been on the books for almost 30 years. One of the presenters in various forms, you saw the maps that flipped in before us, included some of the drawings. One of the presenters pointed out that the very extensive public engagement process of 2018, the waterfront user needs assessment and detailed design, actually was very clear about this particular area of the waterfront, the West Headland and the West Beach. Then we had the pandemic, as was pointed out. So I think what's essential to think about is that this area has been identified for specific attention for quite a long time. And because we have not provided specific attention to this area, it has degraded significantly. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a decent question. When will it stop? I think I would agree with the last presenter that indicated when the park's master plan work comes up. I did ask the director, have the call for proposals gone out? And I'm not sure if there's any update. When I asked about a week ago, the calls for proposals from consultants to update our park's master plan haven't even gone out. So I'd like to stay on subject. I'd like to stay on topic. And the motion that was put forward back in February was specifically to the Waterfront Nature Park. Now, on the plus side, I would mention that this would be an amazing, a really good example to set the tone for if there are other task forces, other subcommittees going forward. And just to compare, the Heritage Committee, which was one of the advisory committees that we had to keep when we got rid of the others, including the Parks Recreation Master Plan. The Heritage Committee has just recently established subcommittees to focus on different things. But all to say, Mr. Mayor, I'm hoping I'm addressing your concern that this is a very high-profile location, and it's been on the to-do list for a long time. So we need to get on it because it's getting degraded. Thank you.
Councilor?
Yes, excuse me. This question is from Mr. Gertz. I'm just wondering, you've heard the concerns of the delegates, and would the committee be taking a forward step to have the nature park dealt with at an earlier stage within the recommendation that sits before us? As option A, I don't know if I like breaking down into smaller groups, but I mean, they do bring up some serious concerns, and I just wondered if option A here was passed this evening, would their concerns be met through this option as one of the first priorities?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think there's, from what I hear from the presentations tonight and the conversations with the community, I don't think there's much disagreement on what needs to be done, right? The nature park needs more preservation. It needs more protection. There's ecological things that need to be done. There's some boundaries that need to be reinforced so that pedestrians and people enjoying the area don't accidentally damage, the fragile ecosystem that's there. More what my focus was on through this report and the recommendations are more surrounding on what are task forces good at. So based on our procedural kind of limitations, task forces are designed to give advice to council, recommendations on policy, things of that nature, support council in council's work. Quite a few of the requests from the presentations and through community members are for very practical operational things, which a task force may be frustrated with because they, based on the framework that they're working within, they won't actually be able to deliver those things. Now, it's not to say that those same community members, we work with everybody. We find a way. There's a way we can do a lot of different things. But organizationally, a lot of what the community ask is actually more for a friends of organization. That's in other locations, that's typically what takes on this kind of work. Advocacy, practical, like physical events, cleanup events, ecological. We can do some restoration projects, still policy advocation, still maybe budget support. But those are all typically wrapped up in more of an organization like a Friends of the Nature Park group that doesn't have to end, right? There's no term, and it's not just bound into policy recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Gertz. Any other questions? Councilor Mouton?
Yes, as a follow-up to the questioning, but do we have a plan? We saw tonight that we have several plans, and they all have different boundaries. We don't have a plan that actually sets out what a stewardship committee might do. So I think fundamentally, Mr. Mayor, that we have a gap in, and it could very well be something as simple as just priority, that it's just the staff capacity. So to be able to get some people together to focus on this particular aspect, I think could be a very interesting pilot project that might set the tone for, work with regards to the parks master plan and related updates. I wanted to share a statistic with you. I went through the current parks master plan and I tallied up the area of parks that are identified as nature parks right now. And less than 50% of our designated nature parks in area are actually owned by the town of Cobourg. About 51% is the conservation area, which is owned by the Ganaraska Region Conservation Authority. So we have a bit of a gap in a bigger context. So I'm hoping for support for option B, and we can set it out. We would have periodic reports back, and we could see it might be a good test case for a future option A for the Parks Master Plan.
Noted. So at this time, seeing this sort of the end of the discussion, we'll take it to a vote. So if I get the original motion to amend on the floor. So the motion.
Has everyone had a chance to read it in its entirety?
Yes.
It's not all on the screen, though.
Clerk, while everyone's reading, I'm just going to let you know we will be doing a recorded vote on this one. I'll start it off. Councillor Barber?
I have a question about this. Under reporting, there's no time frame there. Is this possibly go on for as long as it might take to do it as part of the large plan? Or there's no time frame here spelled out. Perhaps someone could make a comment on that. Thank you.
It's not my motion, by all means, Councillor.
Perhaps I could clarify on that. I believe it really depends on the task before the task force, the tasks. And in the long run, there would be, I think, in the best interest of the park, a stewardship committee. But at this time, in order to set the guidelines and instructions for the work that to be done for council to approve, whatever that takes, it would be within this term of council.
Everyone's had the chance to read the motion. We'll move toward to a vote. I think we already know the rules of recorded clerk, so if you're okay, we can just begin right away. Thank you. No.
Okay, I've already read out the rules for tonight, so we'll go ahead with the requested vote, starting with the individual that requested the vote. So, Mayor Lucas Cleveland?
That'd be a no.
Councillor Adam Bureau?
No.
Councillor Brian Darling?
No.
Councillor Aaron Burkett?
Yes.
Councillor Miriam Mouton?
Yes.
Councillor Randy Barber?
No.
And Deputy Mayor Nicole Beattie?
Yes.
That'll take us back to the original motion.
That is defeated.
By all means, Councillor Mouton.
There will be discussion, but at the end, I would request a recorded vote on this motion.
Noted. As we're going back to the original recommended motion from the staff report, are there any questions or concerns regarding them? By all means, Councillor Mouton.
As it was pointed out by a presenter and other members of council, that I think in due course, option A would be a good way to go. But based on my the answers to my question, the request for proposals have not gone out. There's a very good chance that this project will start towards the end of our effective mandate, and not this August, but the following August. There is a potential that we would go into lame duck. It's going to be quite an extensive review of the Parks Master Plan, but the original ask of staff was to come up with the terms of reference for a waterfront nature park task force. Option A does not satisfy that because the work will not start. And once again, we have delayed and deferred. Now, no one is arguing that there's important work that's being done in the harbor, but there are at this time, and that things have a priority, things need to get done. But it's been many years, and we still have not acted to protect this very important publicly accessible nature park. And option A actually does not address the request made of council back in February.
I just want to be clear, Councilman Tun, are you accusing staff of not following direction?
Mr. Mayor, I'm basically saying that staff are doing their job and what they feel is best, but staff also have an obligation to follow the direction of council.
And is your accusation that they haven't followed the direction of council, Councillor?
Those are your words, Mr. Mayor.
No, to be clear, Councillor, if I may, those aren't my words. Those are the questions I'm asking. Because the inference that is being made from the words that you are speaking is that you are inferring staff did not choose to follow direction. And so I'm simply asking for clarification. I'm not making an accusation, nor am I intentionally antagonizing. I'm simply asking a clear question to understand your comments as they seem to be slightly layered and insinuation and making an insinuation. So I'm asking clearly, is the insinuation and is your suggestion that staff did not follow the recommended action of council?
What I'm saying, Mr. Mayor, and you may not like my explanation, is that the option A has to do with the park's master plan. It does not, option A does not respond wholly to the request that was made of council. Now, having said that, option B is also in the report.
So just to quote you, your word specifically was that said that this suggestion does not respond to council direction. So again, I'm going to ask a very simple yes or no question, Councillor. Do you believe staff followed the direction of council? Yes or no, ma'am?
I don't think they did.
Thank you very much.
Because council's direction was for a waterfront nature park task force. Nope. And and the presenters have pointed out that this could very, option A could very well be. But I have noticed that you did change your question.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move towards a vote that has been recorded once I see the fourth. And it was requested by Councilman Tun, so I believe she'll get to start first, but I hand it over to you, clerk.
Okay, we have received another requested vote. We will go in order around the circle, starting with the individual that has requested the recorded vote for tonight. We will start with Councillor Mouton.
No.
Yeah.
Deputy Mayor Nicole Beattie.
No.
Yes.
Councillor Adam Bureau.
Yes.
Councillor Brian Darling.
Yes.
And Councillor Aaron Burkett.
No.
Noted.
Thank you. That is carried.